Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 93, part 2. He is risen. Today is April 12th. Happy Easter, 2009. Hello and happy spring. Thank you for joining the podcast today. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. And Pastor Paul's mission, the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota, is located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older, or disabled with proof, be sure to call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. And you can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. You can also join our online community, and at the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to the blog, Flickr, the podcast, the store, Twitter, and YouTube. So be sure to join us online at www.pastorpaul.org. You can also go to the blog, and there you can leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony. So be sure to go to Pastor Paul's blog, where you will find links to the scriptures within today's message. You can also email me, janine@pastorpaul.org. Now be sure to join us for both episodes, every Friday, part 1, and every Sunday, part 2. Thank you for joining us. Have a great week, and God bless you.
But they want to do everything in secret. Secret healings? Secret baptism in the Holy Ghost? Secret deliverance? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if you'd cut loose with deliverance right in the message. You'd stop the message right then and there. That's not God's way, however. God is a God of order. But I wonder what would happen. Now, here's what the Bible proclaims. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made an open show of them, openly triumphing over them. Colossians 2 and 15, and Jesus said, "Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy." I give you power, this power here, over all, not that the devil doesn't have no power, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. I give you power over all the power of it, not part of it. Well, some sins are, they're heavier than others. But then you have all power, you turn it on, you turn it up. Maybe it only takes so many kilowatts of light to destroy that 25-watt bulb. Well, you say, but this is a heavier thing. You turn up. That isn't enough. You turn on more grace. Huh? How many know in the devil's territory it takes more power? See, the devil has had his way down here. And with the poverty, with not having our people educated like they should be, and all these things. But we're not going to argue the point. We were denied. We've been let down by the world. Of course they let you down. They hate you. Say amen. What we have to do is turn on the power. and just get them kilowatts, you know, peeking out. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness are spirits. But so is the power of the resurrection. Now, I'm not saying that principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places are not. They are. But God has given us all power. All power. How many hearing this? God has given us all power, all power, all power, all power over the enemy. All of it. Sometimes I wonder if it'll work on certain folks because they're so powerful and set in their ways. And you turn all the power on them with prayer, prayer power. I think it's going to blow. I think it's going to blow. Shut up. It's all power. Use your faith. Huh? All power. I was coming down here this morning and I thought, oh, this is so funny. It says that the cockroaches are invading Capitol Hill. They don't know what to do. They're overrunning Capitol Hill. And they've turned all the power on them. They're going to destroy them if it's the last thing they do. You don't want to write a letter and tell them, forget it. You cannot destroy cockroaches. I think that's sort of a sign, don't you? Don't you? Poverty is moving in on Capitol Hill. There's no food to eat nowhere else. Say amen, somebody. The cockroaches have to go to Capitol Hill. There's only one place we can go, mateys. Capitol Hill, let's go! You know, it's a funny thing about me. People don't know whether to love me or hate me sometimes. I feel it. I feel it coming over the radio right now. Well, go ahead and love me. What? Hey. Come on. Oh my God, I am free. Thank you, Jesus. I was bound, but now I am free. What were you bound with? Insanity. Total. I think anybody outside of Jesus is insane, but I mean, mine was recognizable. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. All the fear I had. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I understand. I'm so glad. God, all things are working together for good for them that love the Lord. I'm so glad I'm free of all that inferiority. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Whoa. But if that same spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah! I got the power. I got the victory. His spirit dwelleth in me. And I say, not my will be done, but yours, Lord. And then the power comes. So much preaching is dependent upon the person, and it's humanistic. It's saying, you as a human, claim. Sort of a Mary Kay thing, you know what I mean? It's all makeup. How many are hearing this? and it doesn't work. It's His will be done. And when it's His will be done, come hell or high water, it doesn't matter. His will is being done, and I'm free. It's worth it to be free, glory to God, to be free. But if that same spirit of Him that raised up Jesus, glory to God, from the dead, dwell in you, He that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you, in Romans 8 and 11. That same Spirit. Whoa! And the devil trembles when you speak like that. Let's stop waiting for something to happen. Let's stop holding back. Let's stop waiting for the enemy to come to us. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Huh? Did you ever see that when they were kids? Huh? That's the way they did. Come on, come on. Say something against my mom. Come on. They were afraid. Let's stop waiting for the enemy to come. Let's conquer ground. Let's claim ground. Let's take our tracks out and let's take our message of the Lord out wherever that we don't do a whole lot of loud shouting. We just quietly pass out the message and speak and pray with people. How many hearing this? Yeah. We don't have to tear up all Playboy's magazines. Oh, filth, filth. And then as we're tearing them up, we stop for a minute. Oh, huh? Be careful while you're pulling those that you hate. The garments even spotted by the flesh, that you don't fall into the same thing yourself. Because as ye judge, so shall ye be judged. If you get down on your hands and knees and pray, and all of the populace would get down on their hands and knees and pray for the centerfold. I don't mean pin it up there and claim a healing, you know what I mean. If you'd pray for the people, I'll tell you right now, something would happen. Instead of all this ripping and tearing and machine guns, you know. Yeah! Huh? It's a trouble sometimes in Christianity, don't you know? We kill our wounded. Put them out of their misery. No, we put ourselves out of our own misery because we don't want to put up with anything. Let's stop waiting for something to happen. Whatsoever we bind, God will bind. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Confirmation enough for you? As soon as you tie up a sin, hog tied. You ever see how they rope these steers? Woo-hoo! Get along, little doggy, get along. And they jump off that horse, they run over. 16 seconds. On the bull tie. They got it all tied up. Why not tie up your sins like that? Run after them. Huh? Rope them. Bring them down in time and brand them. Are you hearing this? And whatever that you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And when it's bound up there, there's no spirit can come after you. Say amen. And whatsoever we loose, God will loose. God, loose peace on me right now, and loose joy on me right now, and loose it. Bind up my fear and my anxiety and my sin consciousness and my guilt. Bind it up. Loose upon me a relief. In Habakkuk 1 and 5, God said, I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe. I don't believe what Christ has done in my life. I almost hesitated to say that till I read this, which ye will not believe. I have a hard time believing it. The Bible said, I know I've only touched the tip of the iceberg. The Bible says, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? In Romans 3 and 3. I mean, why get so concerned? Because there's a whole lot of dinosaur seekers out there. Don't get concerned. Don't argue whether a dinosaur is 5,000 years old or a million or tritrillion years old. It doesn't matter. Lift up Jesus. Doesn't matter at all. Does their unbelief cancel out and make of none effect what God has done? No, it doesn't. It still stands. The truth will always stand. It doesn't need us. Hey, it's so. Grab the sword, slash off their ears, and kick them out of the church. No. No, we don't have to do that. It has nothing to do with that. The main issue is lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing this today? Just keep on walking. Keep on walking. Aren't you in a race? Doesn't the Bible say we're in a race? What are you doing in a race? You just sit down? How do you expect to win the race? Sitting down. I admired some of the people going through the lines because some of them were dedicated to getting groceries. One guy came through and he had his hat on this way and then he screwed it around this way and he put a different look on his face. And I thought, I'm just going to see how many times this guy is going to go through. This is a lovely character here. I mean, this man is hungry, and he is dedicated to getting food. Okay? Next time I said, hey, there's one way you haven't tried. Walk backwards. You know what he had done with the groceries? He had given them all away. It was just the fun of going through and ripping somebody off. Was all right. God knows his heart. Remember what I talked about Friday night? And David wanted to build that temple. But he's denied building the temple on account of his sin life and so on like that. And he had done all these things with a statement and a lawyer to speak. And so all these different things. And a king and a harpist and all these beautiful poets. But he didn't get to build the temple. And he felt like, oh, I've lost it. But God says, in that you had it in your heart to do good, you're going to get credit for it. Don't use that scripture now. But Lord, you know I had it in my heart. God knows what's in your heart, what you put in there that you really want to do. Let me finish this now. Oh, God, stop cutting people's ears off. When they don't agree with you, don't cut their ears off. How will they ever hear what you're trying to say? And Peter slashed off his ear. Jesus says, hey, I'm not done yet. How can I make these people understand with no ears? Put his ear back on his head. So many times we like to shut people off and cut off their ears because they don't agree with us. All right, you at the dirty porno magazines, we'll cut your ears off. You're not hearing. Well, they'll never hear if you cut off their ears. You got to lift up Jesus. You don't have to fight these things. Hold up a straight stick against a crooked one. They'll know which one is crooked. How many hearing this message today? But never let demons bind you. So many times I see people come in the office. They're bound up by demons. You can tell by looking them in the face. Turn around and face the enemy, it says, and he will run. Guy told me, he says, there's so many cobwebs in my head. I'm continually clearing them out all the time. God, I can't get rid of all the cobwebs. They're all over the cobwebs. I said, I clear them out every morning. They're back the next day. I said, kill a spider. So let me lock it up here. Jesus has given us grace and faith, unshakable faith. Because our Lord was not found in the tomb, he has risen. Hallelujah. Now we can rise above fear to love. Because the spirit of fear, it says, knows torment. Jesus Christ, agape love, has been left out. But in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And he who fears is not perfected in love. Love is the remedy for fear. accepting the love of God for you in every situation will wipe out all fear. God, I need your love right now. I am fearful about this next situation. Like never before in the climate of what the world is going through, the gospel message needs to be preached, the love of God. Not politics, not whether Pastor Paul or so on believes in this or that. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in the resurrection. We believe that Jesus Christ is going to return, for he has risen. But I'm finding lately that there's a lot of fear going on in Christians. I call it herd fear. They're afraid to go against the group. And then the armor, it gets too heavy for them. They say, God, how do I put this armor down with the rest of the gang without it making too much noise? You can't. It always makes a telltale noise when you set down your armor. I don't care how silent you try to be at it. When you lay up your weapons and when you lay up your armor, and it's a way out, you know what I mean? Oh, the Gideon's army, there's only a few hundred, 300, or, oh golly, they're all going over there, huh? And piles of armor are all over. Right now, what we're seeing in Christianity is people laying down their armor, put on the full armor of God. They've taken it off and they've laid it over in a corner. And the devil's junkyard is, you know, picking it up and making tools of his own out of it. Say amen, somebody. Laying down their armor. Sometime back, I had a dream about all these plows that were over in the side of the field. No, they were all over the field. And I said, God, what is this? And he says, well, that's all the plows that people have just laid right there. Now, before you even start plowing, you got to take all the plows and pull them over in the corner over there, because they just laid their plows and they walked away from what they were doing. Say amen, somebody. Let me lock it up here. So now we have commanded to do what Jesus says in Mark 12 and 30, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind and with all of your strength, all of you. He gives all of his power for you to do all of these things. So you can give all of your love and all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind and all of your strength. I'll give you all power to do that. Every part of you I want working for me, saith the Lord. Every part of your body I want working for the kingdom of God, saith the Lord. Every little part of you, I'll give you the power to overcome sin. And here we are now in Matthew 5 and 43, and it says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, in order that you may be the sons of the Father who is in heaven. For he who causes his sun to rise on evil and the good, and sends down the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Are you hearing this? For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax gatherers do the same? All right, in Luke 6 and 32 then. And if you love those who love you, what credit is it that you to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even the sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount. But love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High God, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and to the evil. Romans then 12 and 9, listen very carefully to this. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor which is evil, cling to that which is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in the Spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, continuing to the needs of the saints, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you and curse not. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not be haughty in the mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. And if possible, so far as is within you, depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Glory to God. God has commissioned us and given us the power. Hallelujah. And then in Romans 13:8, and listen very carefully, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the whole law. For this you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is all summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. For love does not do wrong to love a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the whole law. Glory to God, love of God. And God has given us all power over the enemy. He said, I have given you all love to overcome. Love is the answer. Matthew 16:24, going on. And then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and follow me. Take up his cross and follow me. For whomsoever wishes to save his life shall lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. For what will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will, glory to God, a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in glory of his Father with angels, and he will recompense every man according to his deeds. Truly I say to you, there are some of you here standing will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Jesus Christ's return is right around the corner. And listen now in John, I believe it's 15 here, and verse 12. Okay, this is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that ye lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. And he's commanding us today. He has given us all the power of all the universe to give our body, hallelujah, as a sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. Give your body. And the next time somebody calls you up, girls or boys, men or women, and says, say, what's your body doing tonight? Say, I have no body. I ain't got no body, the song says. I have no body for sin. I have no body to do drinking. I have no body to do this. I have given my body to God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. God has given me all power and all authority over the devil, and I choose to follow Jesus. And I look at this sin, and I look at that sin, and I say, I don't choose you. I choose the grace of God. I look unto Jesus. I see Jesus only. I lift up the Lord, and the Lord gives me all power over the enemy. Glory to God. It's a time that Christians right now pick up on what I'm saying here and go out and minister the gospel message. Stop paint them damnable Easter eggs and lift up the cross of Jesus Christ and tell what he's done in your life. He has set me free. And glory to God, I remember those tormenting times in my life when I laid shaking and weeping in a drunken stupor down there on Skid Row, and God lifted me right up out of the dungeon and brought me down here to the north side. And he said, Paul, get down there and minister the glorious gospel, feed the poor. You are commissioned to do so. And oh my God, preacher, if you're listening to me today, join in love. Hallelujah. Get dedicated to the cause of Christ. Stop fighting your government, but join in and be that arm of the Lord that has not been shortened to meet the needs of people in Africa and China and Russia. And let's not argue bombs, but let's lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stop debating when Jesus is coming and have him come right now in our hearts and fill us to overflowing with all the power of all the universe right now, and get up off our lazy backsides and start to worship the Lord. When we start to feel ourselves falling into trouble and falling away from Jesus, we say, I choose right now to follow you, Lord, and to praise you right now in this time of trial. In Jesus' name, this message has gone forth. Have you all heard it?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, is there anyone in here today that doesn't have Jesus as their personal Savior? Anybody in here today? Time to get serious about the Lord. And I know, even as I minister over the radio, that people just think this is the biggest joke that ever was. Say amen, somebody. They haven't been through nothing yet. That's why. Say amen. If you come out of where some people have been, you just start to give the glory to God. Say amen, somebody. Anyone in here that doesn't have Jesus as their personal Savior, anybody? You can have him today, and you know what? Don't put it off until tomorrow. Now, as it says, it's the time for salvation, and don't put it off. Now is the time. The return of the Lord is right now. It's right on us. You can look at the situations all over and say, hey, it's not going to go much further. It can't. Man will not allow it. How many heard this message today? Did you hear it? Okay, is there anyone in here today that doesn't have Jesus as their personal Savior? Anybody? Anybody? And put your hand up and say, oh, I don't know for sure. If you don't know for sure, don't. Well, hey, anybody? You all got the Lord out here. Now I'm fishing right now. I'm fishing. Oh, hi, brother. So good to see you here today. Are you born again, honey? Don't know for sure. Are you born again? You are. Okay. Okay, are you born again, guys? You born again? Don't know. Well, you came to the right place. Praise God. Are you born again, sir? No? Oh, I'm so glad you came. How about you, honey? Yeah, okay. Let's pray with you. And pray after me, sir, and say, Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Come into my heart and save me. And now, Jesus, baptize and fill me in God's Holy Spirit with a new language. Amen. Amen. So glad you came today. God bless you. Let's catch you guys right here. You want to hold his hand over there and hold his hand? Just pray after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart and save me. Now, Jesus, baptize and fill me with God's Holy Spirit. Give me wisdom and knowledge, peace, joy, and love. And, Lord, a new language to praise your holy name. Praise God, I'm saved and filled with God's Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. You know, when you make a public confession like that, it says in the Bible, if you confess your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, you'll be saved. Simple as that. It's just, and it also says he'll never leave you, no, never, no, never, no, never, no, never. Four times in the original, leave you or forsake you, never. Isn't that wonderful? Wow. Wow. Praise the Lord. Hi, Billy. Oh, hi. So if you're teen, a teen.